You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. Google introduced Alphabet 6 years ago, and it seems to have worked out. Netflix tried to introduce Quickster a decade ago, and it definitely didn't. Now, Facebook is going to take on Meta as its new corporate name. Anthony Shore is a linguist who founded the company Operative Words to name companies and products. Think names like Yum Brands and Accenture or the home gym, Tonal. He said that when it comes to corporate rebrands, Meta pretty much works.
I think it's actually, on the whole, a pretty good name. It's short, it's easy to say, it'll be pronounced roughly the same way worldwide. And as a standalone word, it often is used as a mirror to talk about something that you're talking about. And that makes a lot of sense. In the vision that Mark Zuckerberg has put forward, the metaverse is going to be where people congregate digitally and is intended to be a reflection of the real world.
Do you notice a difference in the way that the names of companies sound today when it is a lot of tech companies announcing new names compared to maybe in the past when things were more consumer goods and more hands-on, hard item focused?
I think that there is a style to names currently, especially in technology. They tend to be shorter and punchier. They embrace real words or taking real words and clipping them a little bit so they sound punchy in the way that Meta was a prefix and now it's kind of a standalone word. So I do see some differences there. You're seeing companies that are a little bit more bold, names which have a stance or have a lot of personality. I mean, look at Google. Mm. That's a name that really, if you look at it, honestly, it's kind of a silly word. It's almost like baby talk, right? And yet look at who they are.
A lot of people are kind of teasing this name change right now. How do you think all of this will play out in terms of how widely accepted this new name will be?
I think by and large, the name will be widely accepted. It's not a word that is intrinsically bothersome. And to that end, it's not a particularly emotive name, but that's okay. I mean, look where the name came from. It's not like the founder is really known for being terribly effusive. But a key lesson here is that a great name does not a great company make. Just because the name Meta is good doesn't make the company good, right? It's going to come down to their behavior, and that's where we'll see whether or not they've been able to change their colors.
Anthony Shore is a linguist and runs the company Operative Words. And speaking of tech names, gaming company Roblox may have a catchy name, but is having a rough time at the moment. It had a 3-day outage over the very important Halloween weekend. Roblox says more than 46 million people use the platform daily. So, according to MarketWatch, that outage probably cost Roblox about $15 million in lost revenue. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.